Sure that him and Torrey, when they're on opposite sides, neither of them can, you know, get by them deep. You know, teams want to protect that, and you know, we're going to have to be able to beat them inside and beat them underneath a little bit to combat that and get looks where we can still take our chances.
Joe, is this another case where your own mistakes continually keep hurting you, especially offensively? Just the mistakes keep kind of hurting yourselves?
I don't know. You have to probably tell me. I don't really remember. I don't seem to think that we made too many mistakes. I don't know.
I'm talking about like some penalties. The delay of game coming out of the timeout. A couple of the offensive penalties seem like you kept.
Do we have a delay of game?
Yeah, coming out of the timeout.
I can't remember. Did we not get the first down on that series? Or
yeah. We had a false start. That's not my
idea. We had a false start? Yeah, I have to go back and look. I'm sure if we had some of those, but I don't seem to remember a lot of those penalties for some reason right now. But if we had them and we didn't convert after that, then yeah, they hurt.
So Joe, during the bye week, what do you guys think you need to work on?
Just getting better. I mean, come in for a couple of days this week and get some practices in and just work on getting better, just like you always do.
Joe, in terms of this season, it's been up and down. Where do you see the team going?
No, we still got a lot of confidence. It's going to be a dogfight, just like it always is in this division. Cincinnati won today, and they probably got a little bit of a stronghold on it right now. But, you know, we haven't played them yet and got a lot of games to go. So we just got to continue to look forward and to continue to be confident. And like I said, it's a dogfight. It always is. And just got to try to win as many games as we can.
Joe, it seemed like that deep ball to Torrey really kind of kick-started the offense in the third quarter. Would you agree?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I think we only had four possessions in the first half, and we kicked field goals on two of them. We just didn't get in the end zone. I don't think we necessarily struggled to get going. We just struggled to put the ball in the end zone. And when you're playing against a good football team, and like I said, your possessions are limited, and you can't do that. You gotta be more efficient, and we just weren't efficient enough.
Did it feel like another game here at Hinesfield? You know, you've won in the last minute, two of the last three times you come here. Did it feel like that again?
It's always you're always going to get a good game. You don't know how it's going to go. You hope you come in here and you blow them out, but you know it's going to be a good football game. And we had a couple good drives there at the end, and we were able to put the one in the end zone and tie the game up. And you're feeling good, and you're ready to go, and you're ready to get the ball back or go into overtime and win the game.
Joe, you were running off the leash out of the single back gun a little bit. Was that something you had planned going into the game because of how you thought they were interacting, or was that an adjustment you made?
Well, Ray was probably on the field a long time. I don't know what the deal with Bernard is. I don't know if something was wrong with him. I'm not really sure. So I don't really know. It's not necessarily planned.
It
looked
like they backed off and opened up some.
Yeah, definitely. I think it worked well. He did a good job, and I think they were probably a little bit surprised that we were actually giving him the ball. And he made it work well. He ran up in there, got 6-7 yards, and it helped us.
Joe, on the throw to Jacoby, where it just came up a little, when you threw it, did you think that you put enough under it at that point?
Listen, they brought cover zero, so I was just trying to get as much depth and then let one go as I could. And when I let it go, I knew I didn't like throw it out there. I wanted to give him a chance. As the ball was kind of up there, I thought it was probably going to be up there in the air a little bit too long. You could kind of just tell. Like I said, I didn't want to launch one out there and overthrow a guy that was wide open. And in hindsight, I could have thrown it out there a couple extra yards.
All right.
All right.